Angela Pooley. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I had the pleasure of working with you and other kitchen staff for the Piedmont Valley Youth Bible Camp.
It was a blessing. I really enjoyed it.
It was a lot of work, though, right?
A whole lot of work. But when you think about the blessing you are to other people, it's okay. So even though it was a lot of work, the reward was that the people enjoyed the food and the young people were happy. And so that made me happy.
That's good. Now, what position did you have for Piedmont?
I was the director and the head cook for the Piedmont Bible Camp.
How long was this camp?
It was 1 week from one Sunday to the following Sunday. So an entire full week. We served 21 meals. And very tiring, but also a blessing at the same time.
We had to make 3 meals a day for the kids that came. And was it all vegan?
All vegan.
All vegan. Were the kids that came vegan?
Not all of them. And when you cook for people that are not accustomed to the vegetarian or total vegetarian diet, you want them to know that they can eat a meatless meal that tastes delicious. And so that was our goal for the youth camp.
So you said the kids actually liked the food. So what kind of food did you serve?
Well, we tried to make it as kid-friendly as possible. We served a lot of pastas and sandwiches. We made oat burgers rather than hamburgers, sandwiches, and made a mock chicken salad, tofu fingers to replace chicken drumsticks, and we had a pizza. We tried to make a lot of cold things, natural popsicles, smoothies, popcorn, french fries, things that young people like.
What happened on Sunday morning when we were called to come out of the cafeteria?
Oh, that was exciting. We had all the young people give us a big thank you in appreciation of the food, which was very nice.
I think one of my favorites that week was the pizza, and I did like the popsicles. I really liked the food, and I was really thankful that the kids actually really enjoyed it too.
Yes. I think my favorite was the German chocolate cake and the carob ice cream.
Oh, yes. You know, I love carobs, so that was automatically a favorite for me. I was surprised. The kids liked the vanilla ice cream better than the carob.
Yes, true.
Both of them turned out very well.
Yeah, they did.
So you're a mother as well, Angela. So coming from a mother's perspective, is it possible to feed your children tasty, nutritious, plant-based meals on a regular basis?
Oh, yes, it's possible, and it's wonderful to do that. Yes, it is, because, first of all, the health of your children is very important. You want to feed young people food that will keep them with a clear mind so they can think through cause and effect, and that's important. Also, economically, the plant-based diet is very economical, and it's easy to cook. And it's safe. You don't have to worry about salmonella or these different diseases in the food that's in meats as you would. I know that we've had some problems, especially in the media, with the different spinach and things like that, but those are rare occurrences, and on the most part, it's a safer way to go. So it's healthy, it's safe, and it's economical.
What type of food do your children actually like to eat that you make?
Well, they like almost everything. They like lentils and cornbread. I'm from the South, so I've learned to convert a lot of Southern foods into a plant-based that I didn't do before, and a non-dairy base like macaroni and cheese. They like a special thing called cashew loaf, different loaves with nuts, nut base they like. We eat a lot of beans and rice, and we eat a lot of vegetables. And my children like vegetables. So just about anything that I cook, they like. They especially like my oat burgers, and they like barbecue tofu, things like that.
All right, well, I actually like everything that you make, too. I've been able to go over your house several times.
Praise the Lord.
So my last question is, do you have a kid-friendly recipe that you can share with our listeners today?
Well, I have two. One is called the Tasty Meatballs, or tasty meatless meatballs, and it has walnuts and pecans in it and breadcrumbs, and you can mix tofu with it. I usually don't. And thin seasonings like garlic powder and onion powder, parsley, oregano and thyme and these different things. Yeast flakes we put in there. And you want it to be firm and consistent, and you roll it into a nice ball. And when they bake, they come out nice and springy and very tasty, just like a meatball without the fat and without the blood. So it's a real blessing. It's a nice tomato sauce, and with spaghetti, young people really like it. I've never had anyone turn it away. So that's a big hit, the meatless meatballs. And then the other one, everybody I know likes a good smoothie.
Oh, yes.
And this is with frozen strawberries. I use frozen bananas as well. Sometimes I use blueberries. And another good thing is to put frozen mangoes in it. And I use soy milk. Or if you don't want to use soy milk, you can use some type of concentrated juice. And you blend it in the blender with just a little water. And you blend it until it's a nice, smooth consistency. And there you have all your fruits. You have your protein base. And it's very healthy and very enjoyable. Young people like that. So the smoothie and the meatballs, I think, are one of my favorites for young people.
I think those are very good choices. And I think a lot of people will be very excited to try them out, especially with the smoothie in the summertime.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good way to get a lot of fruits in. I usually have a smoothie every morning. Instead of eating a big breakfast, I eat a fruit-packed smoothie. With everything I need. I put nuts in it. I put strawberries, mangoes, frozen bananas, blueberries, and a little milk and a little juice, and I blend it up, and it's just wonderful. And it's very filling. In fact, I'm not even hungry until it's lunchtime. So smoothies are very satisfying.
Well, thank you so much, Angela, for coming on this program today.
Oh, you're welcome, Franklin. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Piedmont Valley Youth Bible Camp can't run without good cooks, so I'm thankful you are willing to sacrifice your time and energy to volunteer for camp. Please check out OpenSourceVegan.com's Facebook page for pictures from camp, recipe ideas, and also you get to learn more about the meatballs and the smoothies, and for more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Open Source Vegan. Dot.